Ari Tumi.
Shh.
Yeah. Good evening. Tonight's topic, can you be yotza to the Shabbos with kiddush and cake? Now, obviously, in Manchester, it would be ultra convenient, especially on the short Shabbos. You come from davening, you go to a kiddush, ein kiddush l'machum suda, so you yotza kiddush l'machum suda, you come home. Now, you say, okay, so that's our suda. Now we have to have one masuda, that'll be our suda shlishis. We have our suda at home, we'll be our suda shlishis and sorted. Now, let's just clarify that that's clear, the criteria for kiddush makom suda is not the same as suda shabbos. Yeah. I mean, in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Me'ikra Adin, we hold like that. You can be yotza a kiddush makom suda with wine. So for example, in my bar mitzvah, Shabbos Hagol, there was no cake, they didn't allow any cakes in the shul, no mezonos cake, only Pesach Shachar cakes were allowed in the shul. So they made kiddush. Anyone who wanted to be a kiddush had to have a cup of grape juice. Here's a kiddush makom suda. It's not unheard of. It gets ikra din, that's the halacha. But that's no question about it, even though you fulfill kiddush makom suda, but it's not a suda for suda Shabbos. Now the question is, when you have cake, suda, can you be yotza Suda Shabbos? Cakes of Shaka, I'm talking about Mezonos cakes here, but now, why is Mezonos cakes better? Because essentially, the halachic status of cake is, in Lashon Chazal, it's Pas HaBor B'Kisnim. Yeah, I'm sure you know about it. Right, okay. So Pas HaBor B'Kisnim is really bread, but it's a type of bread which is not eaten for a meal, therefore when you don't eat it as a meal, you make mezonos on it. But technically, it's classified as bread. If you kuvei asud on it, you wash, you bench, make a motzi on it, technically it's bread. So you've eaten bread, but novos, you're making mezonos on it because you're not eating it as a sudo. Not kuvei asud on it. And that itself is a separate shayla in the Lomdus, the Achronim, in how to understand Pasa Bor B'Kisnim. That means it's very unusual, Pasa Bor B'Kisnim, that its bracha changes. It's got a dual nature. On the one hand, it's mezonos, but in certain circumstances, it's hamotzi. So, what is it? Does it change when you kaveh suda on it? Is it really bread? But if you're not kaveh suda, you just make mezonos on this side. Okay. Now, there are two makiras which would suggest that you can be yotza suda Shabbos with cake. Two makaris. One makaris in the Rishonim. The Rishonim ask a question: what do you need a drosh of Erev Tofu Matzahs? You're mechuyav to eat matzah on first night Pesach. You're mechuyav to eat a bread in the Sukkah first night Sukkah. What do you need it for? Yeah, anyway, it's Yom Tov. You're mechuyav to eat a Suda on Yom Tov anyway. Yeah, and the Rishonim ask the question with such force, it would seem to indicate that the chiyav Suda on Yom Tov and Shabbos is a chiyav deraisa. So you've got a chiyav Suda Yom Tov. Midiraisa, so you're going to have to eat. On Pesach, what are you going to eat? You're going to eat chomets? Obviously, you're going to eat matzah. You have to eat matzah. So I need to tell you, it's mitzvah to eat matzah, Pesach night. Okay, what's the chiddush? Why are you going to eat matzah? You have to eat in the sukkah first night Yom Tov. It's Yom Tov. Where else are you going to eat your sukkah? You have to eat in the sukkah. What do you need it for? So you should even say tutsim. And one of the tutsim is, brought in the run, is that there's a matzah shira. The dinner is on the first night, you have to eat lechem oini. So you can make matzah shira, which is not chomets. You can be yotza your suda Yom Tov with that, but you're not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. So the special chiddush matzah that even though you might have eaten matzah shira, so you've been yotza your suda Yom Tov, but nonetheless, but erev tofu matzahs, you have to eat lechem oni, the matzahs of Seder night. Oba, you see from the Ran that in principle you would be happy to say your yotza suda Yom Tov with matzah shira. What bracha is matzah shira? According to the Mechaber, certainly it's a mezonos. Yeah, pashtus, it's a mezonos. So says the Mom of Rome, we see from this Ram Nechera that you can be yotza sudas Yom Tov with mezonos. Matzah Shira is one of the examples. According to the Mechaber, this is an example of Pasa Bor B'Kisnim. The way we categorize cake would be Matzah Shira. That's one Maku. Is Anocha Maku, second Maku, interesting Maku, the Mom of Rome brings the Kasha from the Beikas HaZevach, the Mashak. That Mashak asked the following question. It says the Chachomim Shoyim, Chassidim Shoyim had the hakpoda to eat chulin b'tayra. They would be remarked the food that they ate was toy. And ask a question, that there are certain times when a person will certainly be told me, he says, a person even is Mekai Mitzvah Sa'ino, he goes to the mikvah, he's still got a residual tomei, he's toyoim. So now, on Shabbos, how will they eat their chulin b'tayra? The Mekai Mitzvah Sa'ino, Leil Shabbos, they go to mikvah Shabbos morning, so now they're toyoim. They would still be mitame their food. And the Bikkur HaSevach gets into a discussion of technicalities of which tums of Tulyom is mitame, not mitame. And the Rom rejects the Bikkur HaSevach thing, and he says there are other tumas anyway. A person is tumay mace. A person has to be mitame lekrovim. There's a mitzvah to be mitame lekrovim. So there's going to be certainly times when he's tumay and can't get out of it. And so but he says, I don't understand the whole problem. What's the Bikkur HaSevach? How could they be makut eat their food b'tayra? He says it's very simple. He says, you make your bread without water, yeah? It's not going to be Mekabel Tommy. It doesn't matter if you're Tommy. If you touch something which has never touched water, it's not had Hefsha, it won't be Mekabel Tommy. So these people, they were makbid to eat Torah Dikah food. Aye, there can be times when inevitably they themselves are Tommy, yeah, but they won't be Mekabel their food because they can be Yotza, Suda Shabbos, with bread which was made without water. They can drink water directly from the Mayon. They're going to have the either mitame the water. They'll drink it straight out of the stream. Like the Shlach says, one should do. This is not a chiddush, but again, it's clear from the Mogan Avraham that he's happy that these people be yotze this is the Shabbos with bread which is made without any water. What is that? That is what we call in our parlance. Mazonus bread, yeah, a cake, whatever it is, it's made Paris, without any water, and he's happy that he gets this to the Shabbos with that. So that would be two Makoros that you could be Yotza to the Shabbos with cake. Now the problem with that is, the Mogan Avraham himself raises the issue, comes from Hilchos Benching, Siman Kuf Pei Ches. What's the halacha if one forgets, or it's say, or Yalav Yavoy? And benching can happen. And the halacha is, well, it depends. Rosh Chodesh, you may not be allowed to fast, but you don't have to wash, you don't have to bench. So the chiyuv benching is not a chiyuv per se. Therefore, if you forgot Yalav Yavoy in benching on Rosh Chodesh, okay, not chayzer. You don't need to be, you can't be chayzer, you can't. But you bench, and that's it. On Shabbos, when one does need to wash, and one does need to bench, if one forgets to retay, then you have to be choyza. Fade the Mogan of Rama Kasha. You see from the Ran that you can be yotza with matzah shiro. You see from the Hasidim Mishrein that you can be yotza with bread, which doesn't need to have water in it, with mazainus. So Vaita, if you're telling me that on Shabbos, you can get away with cake for your Suda Shabbos, you can get away with matzah shiur, which is in the Zainus, and which is benching. So why are you benching again if you forgot Ritzei? A Kara Kasha. The halacha is, someone forgets Ritzei on Shabbos, you have to bench again. Why? Because the Chiyuv is something you can't get out of. You have to bench on Shabbos. You have to wash, you have to bench on Shabbos, and therefore if you forgot Ritzei, you're going to have to bench again. So the Mogan Avraham said, but you don't have to wash a bench. If you can be Yotzei, you sit on the Shabbos with a cake, so you don't have to wash and bench again. So this problem is addressed by various achrayim, and the various get outs, and some of them change the perspective, and others don't. So one yishuv is an approach given by the Bikkur Yosef. The Bikkur Yosef Echidor says, you know that Pasah Bor B'Kisnin is mezonos, but if you kovei asud on it, then it becomes hamotzi. Says on Shabbos, if you eat bread for Suda Shabbos, that's a kaviyah suda. You've been kaviyah suda on it automatically. So you might not have eaten the requisite amount that would normally constitute a kaviyah suda, but you give it the chashivas of Suda Shabbos. The regular you give it the Suda Shabbos, Shabbos kivas. And therefore, if you eat your Suda Shabbos with matzah shiro, or with Pasah Bor B'Kisnin, you're going to take have to wash and bench on it, and therefore, and achalami. What's your question? Why do you have to chayzer for Ritzei? Why do you have to bench again if you've got Ritzei? You have to bench, you can yotze the cake, yeah? If you yotze the shalt of the cake, you're going to have to wash a bench on it. Now obviously, this doesn't help us that much because we go to a kiddush and we're not really interested in washing and benching. So, you go where you wash. If you wash and benching the cake, fine, okay. So you see, this is the Shabbos. But if you're not washing and benching the cake, so then Vaita, you haven't gained the answer. You're obviously not going like the Bikki Yosef. The Pima Godin rejects the position of the Bikki Yosef. He doesn't hold it, so he brings a suggestion. I don't think he brings the Bikki Yosef, but he brings the suggestion that perhaps the Shabbos would be considered a Shir. And he says, no, it's not Taylor, it's Taylor on Kriya Shira, of other people, it's not Taylor on what you're doing with it personally. And therefore, he says, no, even if you use it for the Shabbos, there will not be a reason to make Hamaitzi on it. So then you're Yotze to the Shabbos. Then you're Yotze to the Shabbos. But what the Bikki Yosef is saying, if you want to be Yotze to the Shabbos, you don't need to eat, you can eat a Gezaias. The Kizayis for Suda Shabbos has got such a chashivus. No, you make a maitzi. If you take a piece of cake and you want to use that for the Shabbos, according to the Bikki Yosef, you make a maitzi. People going to reject that, and most of them don't go with that, but that would be a get out for this problem. How can you make some matzashivus for the Shabbos, and at the same time tell me that you have to eat bench on Shabbos? Yes, because if you want to use it for the Shabbos, you're going to have to bench. According to Bikki Yosef. Even on cake.
So by the effort, they wash first.
Hang on a minute.
They make Kiddush, and then they have Shabbos Shuddah. But how can they have Shabbos Shuddah if a lady hasn't done one
here? That's a good question. 1 minute. Shulchan Aruch Harav, Minchas Chinuch, Erev Kiva Eger, it's a just a different approach. And they say, yeah, you can be Yotza Matzah Shiro, you can be Yotza through the Shabbos Matzah Shiro, technically speaking, but you would have to be Koveya Shuddah on that. Now, there is a bit of a question on that. I mean, Zoe, you got a raya from the Rishonim, you can be Yotze Matzah Shiro to the Shabbos. So the Ran says technically you can be Yotze Matzah Shiro. Says the Achronim that the Ran means if you take sufficient amount, take a whole Shisuda, and you fill yourself up with it, and you use that Matzah Shiro for the Shabbos, you'd be making a Hamotzi on it because you've got a regular Kriya Shiro. Like during the week, if you add that Shir, you'd be making a Hamotzi on it. Okay, then you can be Yotze to the Shabbos with it. The problem with that is, the Sifrei says, I don't understand. So it doesn't say anywhere there's a chiyuv to bench, me'ikra adin, to bench on Shabbos. Hasudas Shabbos is not mechayiv to bench, chaket. The one says, you have to bench, why? Because you have to eat. It doesn't say you have to eat in order to bench. So this idea that you have to eat sufficiently a Suda to make it into benching, says, why would that be? Now, the Shulchan Harav says, is obviously troubled by this lashon, by this problem, and he throws in a few words in his wording. He says, "You have to eat sudash yesh bo kviyas shal simcha," or something like that. Yeah, and that's only if you eat something which is proper kviyas. That's a sudash shabbos. Otherwise, it's not a sudash shabbos. It's not considered having eaten properly. But lemaisa again, this is something which is not necessarily going to help us because again, people go to a kiddush. And they're not washing, they're not benching. They may be eating shikviyas suda, and that's a separate time. I'll say they should be washing, they should be benching. But as kids, for whatever reason, they're assuming that they're not fulfilled the criteria for kviyas suda, and therefore, l'chay, you can't be yotza to the Shabbos for that, unless according to the Achayim, you actually kviyas suda on it. Is there ever a different suggestion that some of us give? Could be. It's you get that into the Prima Godin, that's what Prima Godin means. And the the suggestion is that you have to eat something on Shabbos. What is it? Bread. Pasa Baba Kisin. Mzainas. So even if you're going to eat Pasa Baba Kisin for your Shabbos, you're still going to be mentioning, would say, Yalav Yavis. It's not like Rosh Chodesh. Maybe you have to eat, but you don't have to eat Mzainas. You can eat fruit, you can eat paste, as long as you're not fasting. On Shabbos, you have to eat something, possibly mezonos, and even if you make that mezonos, you're still going to be saying ritzei. Now, well, someone who is yotze suda Shabbos, normally the principle is that in alamichyo on Shabbos, if you forgot ritzei, you're not chayza. Why? Because it's not a chiyuv. But if, technically speaking, one were now to choose to be yotze suda Shabbos with cake, And then he said Alamichio, and then he forgot Rutsi, then he would have to say Alamichio again. Why? Because this is part of Yechiyos Shabbos. That means, as part of Yechiyos Shabbos, you're going to have to say Rutsi somewhere. Therefore, if you forgot Rutsi, you have to bench again. Why? Because the Rutsi element on Shabbos is a chiyuv. You can't get out of saying Rutsi. Either you're going to say it in benching, or you're going to say it in Alamichio. So, what have we said so far? What we've said so far is, there are Makoros that you can be Yotzo with Pasavah Bekistin. There is a Makor that you have to eat Dafka bread. Hilchos Benching's Mashmah, you have to eat Dafka bread. There's various approaches on how to reconcile these two elements. Is it that in Hachanami, you're always going to have to wash, and you're always going to have to bench, and either because Shabbos gives the Keke Chashivos, or Bishat is we're talking about where you yourself would Kiviyasug on it. That would be one set of reconciliation. That means we haven't changed our perspective that essentially you have to wash and bench the yotzei of the Shabbos. Or no, there is another way to say that you can be yotzei of the cake, and after the cake, you still have to be chozer for Ritzei. So therefore, avada lechachila, most opinions are that you're going to have to wash and bench. Someone who is unable to do so, by eating cake, has fulfilled the shitta according to various poskim that you still fulfill to the Shabbos. Now, that is the basic halacha, and I think Shmuel Shabbos Gilchosos, the Paschal like that, the Avadi you can't be Yotzer normally with cake, but it's someone who's got no option, someone who's in hospital, someone who's sick, someone who's, whatever choice it is, Avadi is better to make Kiddush and cake, they'll be Yotzer to the Shabbos, because I'll pocket those days. The problem arises is now, the Steigler asks a question like this, a more sophisticated question, and he says like this, as follows. He says, what happens, the person comes home, and he's come home from shul, goes to Kiddush, has Kiddush and cake, then he comes home and he has Suda Shabbos. Now, assuming that this Suda Shabbos is really the Ikka Suda Shabbos, because the first one, Kunkum Moise Poskim, you're not being Yotza. But then, in his Suda Shabbos, after he benches, he now forgets Ritzei. So open up the Shulchan Aruch, and it says, if you forget Ritzei, you have to bench again. But that's only if this is your Suda Shabbos. There isn't sad to say that the Kiddush and cake is Yotzei Suda Shabbos also. You have been ready Yotzei Suda Shabbos. Okay, we're not going to rely on that. It's not agreed by everybody. It's not unanimous. But there definitely is something to consider here that you're ready Yotzei Suda Shabbos. Now, if you're ready Yotzei Suda Shabbos, so my second Suda is not ready Suda Shabbos, and then when I forget Ritzei, I don't have to bench again. So we should not allow a person to bench again if he gets Ritzei if he's made Kiddush on cake beforehand.
Is that
Yeah, automatically. Perhaps you can have kavanah not to be used as the Shabbos. Perhaps. I don't know. Yeah. Chayis nisht. Mitzvah ancient kavanah by Drabbana. If it's mitzvah deraisa here, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Minastam. Yeah. I guess yotze you kavanah. I don't know. So, good point. So, he's not sure it's Tzorach Iyum because he makes a sort of sexfake out of it. A, it's not clear if you are yotze. And B, this point that you're not chayzer is not necessary because it's not to the Shabbos. And you're not automatically chayzer for Ritzei. It's also not necessary. It could be you're always chayzer if you don't say Ritzei on Shabbos. Therefore, sorry, it could be a sexic lahme, and therefore, he's not certain about it. But the Pashas halacha is you're chayzer if you've got Ritzei to the Shabbos. What's that? Right? The Shashuddas, you're not chayzer. Yeah. So saying, there is a tzad, the third meal is really Shashuddas, and really then you're not chayzer for a teen Shashuddas. And therefore, that's the problem here. And about there's one more point to mention, that the Mishnah Berurah does say that there's a din on Suda Shabbos, Sosfi Nechel Teyovin. Erev Shabbos, you're not supposed to have a big Suda, there's various halachas. So the Mishnah Berurah says the same halacha applies to Suda of Shabbos morning. It's supposed to be Necha L'Teyovim. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says it's not proper to fill oneself up with what he calls grims all over there, so it's Lakshim Tikla, I don't know what it is, and before you come to your Shabbos, and you're not really hungry if you do the Shabbos. It's a proper thing, proper hunger is that a person should come to the Suda Shabbos, L'Teyovim. Fine.
So,
yeah.
I want to be